Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor with Katie Galley, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And Katie, this is going to be a good one.
It is.
All right. First up on Atlanta Business Radio, we got Sean Black, the CEO of Knock.com. Welcome, Sean.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Lee. Katie.
Can you tell us a little bit about Knock? How are you serving folks?
Yeah, so Knock.com is the first ever home trade-in platform. The idea is we're trying to make it as easy to trade in your house as it is to trade in your car. A little bit of context on us, myself and one of my two co-founders were on the founding team at Trulia.com, which back in 2005 revolutionized how people search for homes and find all the information they need, empowered them with all the information that they needed, which was a major shift forward for buyers, but sellers didn't get the same benefit. And so we're trying to create transparency and efficiency and certainty for sellers. So the really practical way it works is you go to our website, type in your address. We tell you everything we can find about your home, bedroom, bathroom, all the sort of tax record information. You tell us what you've done to the house in terms of renovations, and we tell you what it's worth. We ultimately inspect the house to make sure we didn't miss anything, but we tell you how much your house is going to ultimately sell for, how much equity you have. We get you pre-qualified for a mortgage, and we take you shopping for a new house. When you find that house, we buy it for you outright with our cash. And what that does is effectively, and move you in right away. And what that does is effectively release the equity in your home so that you don't have to play the chicken and egg game of trying to figure out whether you should buy first and then hope to God your home sells in time or sell first and be homeless for a while. We basically eliminate all of that uncertainty. And we also eliminate the inconvenience of having to live through repairing your old home and sitting through showings, especially if you have kids and dogs and cats. It's really hard to do.
Now, does this mean I don't have a real estate agent? So I've eliminated the real estate agent part of this?
Great question. Not at all. In fact, we use a lot of technology to drive price and to drive an efficient process, but we also have local agents. We call them local licensed experts. They're salaried agents who are assigned to you based on what neighborhood you live in, what kind of home you have. They are experts in your school district, in your neighborhoods, where you're living, where you're going to. And so they guide you. They're your quarterback through the entire process, and they have a whole team behind them that help.
And they're part of Knock?
They are. They're employees of Knock.
And then so for them, their job is kind of the account rep. They're serving me.
Yeah, they're your, what I usually say is they're the person that you call or shoot. If things go right or wrong, most of the time they go pretty right and pretty smoothly. But people want to know that they can pick up the phone and call one person.
Right.
And that person knows what's going on.
Now, before I go on the website, is it something that I should know the area of town I want to move? Like, how educated of a consumer do I have to be before I'm using the service?
Not at all. No, it's super simple. I mean, you can search homes for sale. We have something called Knock Deals, which will show you really great deals in your area. But, you know, if you're just starting with submitting your home, you just type in your address. It's that simple. We pull up all the information that you would find on Trulia and Zillow. Show it to you. You can check it to make sure it's correct and add to it. Tell us things like, did you renovate the kitchen? Did you renovate the bathroom? It's super easy. It takes 5 minutes. And with that information, we can tell you exactly what your house is worth.
And then, so I have that information. I see my house is worth whatever, 300 grand.
Yep.
So now with that information, I am now empowered to say, okay, I can spend plus or minus whatever what my budget is. And now I can kind of go house shopping.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, we do one better. So we'll inspect the house to make sure we got it right. It takes like 40 minutes, give you a final price and say, look, we think it's for sure going to sell for 300 or maybe a little bit more. We get you pre-qualified for a mortgage so that before you go fall in love with a house, you know, you make sure you can afford it,
right.
Get the mortgage for it. And then we take you shopping. We help you. We basically help you find the new home.
So that's where my Knock account person is.
Absolutely. Your local licensed expert will basically guide you through this entire process. They'll tell you, you know, why your house was valued the way it was valued. And if you have adjustments, they'll help you make those adjustments. If we forgot something, for example. But yeah, then we'll go out and help you shop and schedule tours for you to go see homes.
So it's not even all virtual.
No, not at all.
I'm still in the back of someone's car driving to an actual house.
And seeing houses, absolutely. And we try to make it really easy in two ways. We use a lot of technology, like if you think about ordering an Uber and you can see it coming toward you.
Right.
We use technology for that to show you, hey, we're going to meet you at this house and hey, we're like 5 minutes down the street and you can see that when we arrive, super gratifying. And then you see a schedule on your phone of like where you're going next and at what time you're supposed to be there. And if you need to make an adjustment, you just text us and let us know. So that's super simple. And then when you see a house, there's an opportunity for you to tell the person you're with how you feel about the house and you want to see more like it. But we have this thing called Knock Deals, which I mentioned before. which is sort of this curated view. You know, we when we're valuing your home, we have a data science team and we have these local licensed experts who together put a price on the home based on all the homes around it that are for sale and have sold and what the unique attributes of your home are. That was a very unique proprietary lens on the market that we had, you know, last year. And only we had, so we could tell, and our, you know, nobody else could. And we decided to release that to the public and call it Knock Deals. And what it shows you is what, kind of like Trulia and Zillow do, all the homes that are for sale, but we tell you not just the list price, but what we think it's going to sell for. We predict that it's going to sell for more or less and how long. If it's got 30 days, or we think it's going to sell in a week. And we can even tell if there's price reductions between the ultimate sales price. And that gives buyers a really an edge on the market, because they're seeing a view of the market that nobody else is seeing. And frankly, they're seeing fewer houses if they want to curate all the houses and sort of just get rid of the awful deals and just focus on the awesome deals.
Now, is this better suited for the person that has a bunch of kids, or is it better suited for the person that's downsizing? Maybe they got rid of their kids and now they're going smaller. Like, who is kind of the ideal user of Knock?
I would say both, but I think the majority of the people that we help, and if you look on our site, look on Instagram, are families of some size, shape, or form. They're either just starting the family, maybe they have a starter home and they need an extra bedroom, or maybe they're having another child. We have a lot of people that are moving, kids were moving from grade school to middle school to high school. Which with each one of those hops, they need typically to be in a different school district, ideally in a bigger house, better school district, better access to schools. And so they need all the equity out of the home they can get. And they need as much certainty, because when you have kids and they got to go to school, they need a schedule.
Timing, right?
Yeah, no, totally. And dogs and cats too. You know, like leaving six times on a Sunday if you have kids and dogs is really, really stressful. Yeah. So, but we do have people that trade down, and we're licensed in Florida now, but we won't be on the ground until September. But we're increasingly every day helping people move to places like Charlotte and Raleigh, and we buy houses for them there. And starting in September, we'll start being able to buy houses in Florida. And I mentioned that because the downsize is most common. People are moving to a tax-free state like Dallas, where we're already live, and in Florida. So when they're downsizing, they have a big $600,000, $700,000 house. And, you know, it takes a while in Atlanta to sell a house that big. So they don't want to wait. They want to move on to Florida. We can buy their new house right away and sit on the house until it's sold, the old one.
Now, what about the first-time buyer? Is there a service for them?
Yeah, it's a great question. We literally just released a first-time home buyer product 2 weeks ago, very quietly. So you're one of the first outlets to hear about it formally. But we typically on the trade-in, we're using the house you have and the equity in it, plus the pre-qualified mortgage that we have as a sort of guarantee to buy your new house for you. That gives us the confidence to buy the new house. We saw that a third of the market, a third of people buying homes are first-time home buyers, which is pretty significant. We wanted a product for them. So now we're using the pre-qualification process for the mortgage as a way to do the same service for buyers. So especially in competitive neighborhoods, you almost can't have a mortgage contingency as a buyer, because that makes you a weaker buyer,
right,
to someone who doesn't have to have a contingency or is paying all cash. And so we make you an all cash buyer. We effectively go out with you just like we would in a trade-in. We make an all cash offer on the new house that you want. We try to close it with the mortgage, but if it doesn't work out, we buy the house and then transfer it when the mortgage gets caught up, so to speak.
So now let's talk a little bit about how this began. Why did you choose Atlanta as one of your kind of first markets to be in?
Yeah, it's a great question. When we had the fortunate or unfortunate circumstance at Trulia of living through 2008 and the downturn in the mortgage crisis, you know, we started in 2005 and in 08, you know, the world came down around us, and we were actually at that point big enough nationally to show the press what people were doing online real time. And we were using heat maps on where people were, you know, where people were searching, how much and how different that was month to month. And the press was using that as an indication of maybe we're at the bottom, maybe we're not at the bottom, and where's the turning point? We would be on CNBC every week talking about like where we were in the process and this sort of downturn, and where the inflection point was. And when we were doing that, we were really digging into the data. We had a full-time economist eventually, and we discovered that there were, even in 2008, there were like 100 different real estate markets at the same time moving. Each city was its own market. And obviously they were all generally moving downward, but some of them were like highly insulated. Dallas is a really good example. They didn't move down very much. Maybe they moved down a half a point, a quarter, whereas Phoenix, Arizona, and Vegas was dropping off of a cliff, Miami. Mm-hmm. And then we figured out that there were 42 criteria that we discovered that sort of helped determine whether a market would be insulated from a macroeconomic event, the one like an unexpected one. And therefore you couldn't predict what would happen. And those elements, thank God, now are much more prevalent in a lot of other cities, secondary cities like Atlanta. And there's a lot of them, but I'll tell you the thing that Atlanta has going for it now that we really chose it above every other market was the extreme diversity of industry. You know, back then there were a lot fewer industries, but now you have finance actually came up out of the 2008 bubble. There's a couple really strong publicly traded finance companies here now. But you have the largest movie studio system outside of New York and San Francisco. You have a huge music sort of industry here, but you also have finance and technology. And so like in an economic downturn like 2008, you know, one or two industries like finance then took a hit, and it wouldn't matter right now if that happened in one industry because there's so many other industries, and you have Delta here and Home Depot here and all these big Coca-Colas here. So it's just a lot of stability. And when we're trading in a house, we want to make sure that what we think your house is worth for is pretty darn close to what it's going to sell for.
Sure.
Because you're counting on that equity. And so we want to be able to predict, even if the market's going to go up and down, which it always will, we want to be able to predict by how much within the next 60 to 90 days so that you're confident if it dips a little bit, you still have enough equity to cover the new house.
And then what about the trend of young people, especially renting more than buying?
I think it's a little bit of a farce, to be honest. I don't have the stats in front of me, but we find, especially in states like Atlanta and Georgia and Raleigh, that houses are pretty affordable relative to, say, New York and San Francisco if you're a young professional, or even Austin, Texas. And, you know, you could do the math, and if you have the down payment, you can almost spend the same money on a mortgage for a $200,000 starter home as you would on a rental. And I think, you know, the millennials now are actually in this, you know, at 25 to 35, they're buying houses like crazy. In fact, the number one house that we, you know, it's statistically November to January is a slow quote unquote real estate market. But in reality, it's slow for families because they're in school and Christmas right. and Thanksgiving's happening. But for like young couples, they're like, they don't have kids.
The school schedule isn't relevant.
We sell the most houses to, you know, I would say, you know, the millennial generation in like the November to January. They're smart enough to like know when is a good time to get a deal. But those houses fly off the shelves. But in general, we see a lot of young, young, like newly married couples. And I don't see that there's less people buying houses. I think the American dream is alive and well.
So now what about the advent of all these kind of live, work, play apartment complex, retail?
Yeah, it's super interesting. I am good friends with one common in New York City. I think it's a really amazing idea in expensive cities. Or even where you're like in Atlanta, if you're a young professional, you don't necessarily want to live alone. You want to kind of continue the college life,
right.
the partying, and the convenience of having your like friends around you. I think it's a really interesting sort of place in life experience. I mean, think about yourself and like sort of dorm room experience. Like how long do you really want to do that for, right? There's a period in time where that's super fun and super convenient and super affordable. But at some point or another, you kind of want to be independent.
Because if you're spending $2,000 a month for an apartment,
yeah,
you start going, well, for that, I could get some equity. I could.
Totally. Yeah. You could have, I mean, look, I mean, the average, it's amazing to me in Atlanta, the average equity someone has in their home when they come to us to trade in is 30%. So on a $300,000 house, which is typically the average, you know, like $100,000, most of that came from appreciation, right? And or putting, you know, a paycheck into that bank account, right? So yeah, you don't get that. You're paying somebody else's bank, you're putting money in somebody else's bank account if you're not.
Renters are rationalizing is that they have more flexibility so that they can move. Look, if I want to move to LA next week, I can do that.
Totally. But we're the answer to that, right? I mean, this is the perfect example.
Right.
Like we give you instant gratification. As long as that house that you bought is worth what we think it's worth and you have the equity, then we can get you the house in LA tomorrow and like you can go and we can take care of the house in your stead, right? While you're gone, we can fix it up. We'll usually put up to $10,000 in paint and carpet and whatever else it needs to get it ready to show its best. And then we'll show it while you're gone, right? So the families that we move out love it because they take their pets, they take their stuff, they move into the new house and they're like, good, let me know when it's sold and they don't have to worry about it again.
It's not their problem anymore.
Not their problem anymore. So I agree with you. I think we are in a generation and I'm very transient and I like to pick up and go whenever I want. So this is a solution for me. I'm making a solution. We are, I think, making a solution that we all want for ourselves. We want the ability to pick up and move. I love the idea of moving to LA, by the way. I've been spending a lot of time there. I like it here too. But
it's the best of all the world. That gets rid of the big kind of fear is that I'm stuck in this house and it's going to go down and I'm going to be underwater and then I'm not going to be able to unload it.
Yep. I say that the American home or the American dream is the irony of the American dream. It is everybody still wants to own a home, but it's the thing that once you do own a home holds you back the most from.
Right. Now it's an anchor for some people.
Totally. And so I think, you know, I think the answer isn't keep, you know, rent forever and throw money down a, you know, drain. I think the answer is this, right? I think it's already is too expensive to sell a home. We thought back in 2005 when we started Trulia, 6% was crazy. And now there's Trulia and Zillow to help do most of the work for the buyer, and it's still 6%.
Right. That so hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed at all.
Even though the technology has changed dramatically.
For sure. And so our ultimate goal is to get that from 6% to 3%, but do it in a sustainable way using technology and efficiency and process automation. And so we're starting now, we're packing a ton of value into the 6% because that's all we charge. We charge the same 6% that a traditional agent charges. In fact, when we buy your new house, the seller of that house pays us half. You pay us half when you sell your house. And over time, as we built the technology and the team and the process, we're going to try to increasingly get that down cheaper. And one obvious place to do it is we get critical mass. And as we get buyers that come to our houses directly, we can represent both the buyer and seller, and we can charge, you know, 4%. Right. We do a little bit more work, but we're not doing twice as much work, right? And there's a lot less miscommunication because there's a lot fewer parties involved. So we can do both sides really quickly. So that's an obvious place for us once we get a little bit more leverage from our technology to kind of really start.
So this
pressure.
Is really a disruption of the real estate industry.
Yeah, I think fundamentally you're going to see a big change in the way we buy and sell homes. I say to people, to the industry chagrin, that most consumers know brands like Century 21 and Coldwell Banker and Keller Williams, depending on where in the country you live. And that's because our parents use those brands and, you know, we came along with them for the ride. But I think in 3 to 5 years, you're going to see an Uberification, if you will, of the housing industry. And we're hopefully going to be on the top of what will be 2 or 3 brands who represent, you know, much more tech-enabled, transparent, certain, instant experience in buying a house, right? I think we're getting not only used to it, but if you think about the younger millennial generation, they expect that things will work this way. They can go on the site and, you know, get Carvana car and it shows up in the driveway the next day and they didn't have to deal with the dealer.
Right.
And all that.
And like you said, the young people know about Uber and Lyft. They don't know about Yellow Cab.
Exactly. Or Yellow Pages. Yeah, no, totally. They don't know what a Yellow Cab is, nor do they want anything to do with it.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They just want the problem solved. And this sounds like you're on the right track. So what do you need more of right now?
Gosh, what do we need more of? It's not customers. We're racing and running as fast as we can to keep up with customer demand. We've been here in Atlanta 2 years now. We've been in these other markets fewer or less, but they, you know, by now you've seen our commercials, you've heard about us on TV. And more importantly, you see, like, we have over 100 5-star reviews on Trulia and Zillow of people in Atlanta talking about why they were moving. It was, you know, maybe it was a new job, maybe it was death, maybe it was divorce, and how we helped. And, you know, right now, something like 20% of the people that come to us are referred by other people, friends, family, coworkers, neighbors. So I think just keeping up, we're hiring agents. To your point, this is not replacing agents. We pick and choose the best agents in the market and hire them.
So you're actually hiring real estate agents. They have to be a real estate agent.
They have to be licensed.
Licensed.
But they have to be a salaried employee for us. Most real estate agents are contractors. And the problem with that is, A, for them, they don't have any certainty on their own life and income, and they don't have no benefits. And they have a perverse incentive to put you in a house that you might not necessarily love.
Right. They just want the transaction to happen fast.
Yeah. And if they're just human, right? They're, you know, you stick a carrot in front of a, you know, in front of a rabbit, and it's going to be pretty hard for them not to eat it. So we change those dynamics by making them a salaried employee. We give them benefits. We give them stock options so they have upside in the success. And ultimately, they get a bonus if the customer ends up in a happy place. And they don't have any pressure. They can tell people, they can talk people out of houses. We talk people out of houses all the time because it's too much house or it isn't what they think they want. And they're, you know, they just have, you know, sunglasses on, so to speak. So it matters a lot. So we bring them on, you know, and we have a network as well in the area where we can look at agents and we help some agents. If we can't run and open a door for one of our customers who wants to see a house, we'll use an agent at Keller Williams to open the door for us. They're one of our, we call them the Knock Network. So we, you know, we'll pay them just to open a door. And if they give if they get a 5-star review from our customer, we pay them more. And when we get some agents in the market that don't even work for us that are making $1,000 a week just opening doors for us. And when they're really good and they get lots of 5-star reviews, we try to hire them and bring them in-house.
Sure.
Yeah.
So now building the Knock network, that's important to you here in
Atlanta? Super important. And it's a great, for us, it's a great way to create goodwill with the industry, right? We're not, yes, this is very disruptive, but it's just where Jeff Bezos says or used to say when everyone gave him a hard time about putting bookstores out of business, he said, look, I didn't create the internet. I just take advantage of it. Right. If I didn't do it, somebody else would do it. The same thing is here true. It's, you know, this is inevitable. This is one of the last industries to be really impacted, and healthcare in a big way by technology. And so, you know, I don't think the agents go away. This is a very emotional transaction. You know, people go through it for whatever reason. It's just very stressful. So you need a quarterback. You need somebody who knows what they're doing. And we just think that person should be a professional. They are professional if they're really good. They should be paid like a professional.
Right.
And be incented to be on your side. So I think it's, I don't think, you know, it's going away, but I do think the inconsistency of a contract worker, because they can't be told what to do, their broker can't even tell them how to do things, because otherwise they become technically an employee. So you can't get any consistency. So, you know, I say to people, you can go anywhere in the world and buy a cup of Starbucks and get the same cup of coffee. You can go buy anywhere in the world for $5 and buy a Big Mac and get the same Big Mac. But you can't even use the same real estate agent twice in 3 years and have the same experience, because they do it kind of off the hip.
Right.
And there's not a lot of structure and there's not a lot of technology. And so they just kind of like force everything.
Right. They're winging it every time.
They are. And there's not, it should be more like a factory line. It should be more transparent and more, there should be a checklist that you go through every time. Right. And you can't do that unless you own the entire experience, right? From end to end, you can't guarantee that it's going to work the same way and feel the same way every time.
Yeah. Another quote I like of Bezos is, your margin is my opportunity.
Yep. Love it. I say that quote all the time.
So I think you're right in there.
Yeah, no, totally.
So if an agent wants to get a hold of you and learn more, should they go to knock.com? Is that where they can have more?
Yeah, they can go to knock.com and they can submit their home if they have one to submit. There's also our phone numbers plastered all over there. They can, depending on where they are, it's different in each market, but they can find our phone number. They can email us. They can ping us on Facebook and Skype and Instagram. We're lots of places very available.
All right. Well, Sean Black, CEO of knock.com. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Katie.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Katie Galley. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.